he's a critic I trust the most. Do I like him? Yes, I suppose so. I saw the show on the show called Bozo. Garfield Goose and a guy named Ray. I watch it every year on Turkey Day. Representing...
Live to Channel 9. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Lincoln's birthday.
Is today the day?
Today was when Honest Abe was actually born.
You know, he came out of the womb chopping wood. What?
What?
What am I talking about?
Is that code?
Before we get to all these movie reviews, why is Barry Manilow in the hospital?
He was rushed to the hospital earlier in the week, but it was just confirmed on his Facebook page today that he was getting ready to do a show in Memphis, Tennessee, and had some complications from some oral surgery that he had had, was rushed to the hospital, rushed back to Los Angeles. Is doing okay right now, but he's canceled for the foreseeable future the rest of his tour. And he was supposed to be at the Grammys on Monday, and it looks like he's not going to be there either. But
well, if you're in Memphis and you need to be hospitalized, why would they go back to L.A.?
Well, I think they did the immediate care in Memphis. And then
sent him back to his own
doctors. Once he was stabilized, sent him back to his own doctors.
Kanye.
For a weekend in New England.
Yeah. Did he hurt himself writing the songs? We got a million of them. Kanye West thinks that he made Taylor Swift famous. Is he getting closer and closer to having to be, you know, institutionalized?
This is a whole blow up of this, you know, famous rivalry between these two, which I thought was settled.
Kanye, they're getting along just fine.
Yeah, Kanye West had apologized when he rushed the stage, whatever year that was, what award show it was, when he rushed the stage when Taylor Swift was getting an award. But yesterday he was premiering his new album, Like I Need to Tell Steve.
Yeah.
The album is called The Life of Pablo.
Yeah, I know.
So one of the songs has a lyric, I feel like me and Taylor might still... have relations, and that I made that word.
Well, we could clean that up. We could make it really friendly. I feel like me and Taylor might court.
Okay.
Court? Yeah, how about court. Canoodle?
Yeah, canoodle's good. Canoodle.
Canoodle's good. I feel like me and Taylor might still canoodle. Why? I made that word that rhymes with witch famous.
Is it itch?
Yes. I made that.
Ditch?
I made that. Itch.
Stitch.
Twitch.
Twitch.
Famous is one of the lyrics in the song. Kanye, TMZ contacted Kanye West. He said that she understood the joke. She gave him a thumbs up to release the whole thing. Apparently, people close to Taylor Swift say that that is not at all the case.
Right.
That Taylor was not made aware of any of this. And
they're confirming earlier reports that Kanye is nuttier than a jaybird.
Well, I think that goes without saying.
Yeah.
She is warning him about misogynistic lyrics that are in his song, that she does not appreciate them. So
Kanye is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Possible blow up ahead on the Kanye West.
And you might be thinking, okay, if you're married with a couple of kids to Kim Kardashian, maybe your wife wouldn't want you doing a song about effing another girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out they contacted Kim Kardashian, and her response was, hi.
What? When did she become the nanny?
Hi.
When did she become Fran
Drescher?
That's
my favorite part of the Saturday Night Live impression.
Hi.
Yeah, I would think that a lot of wives might be a little upset.
On Valentine's Day, Eve.
Yeah.
You're writing a song about having sex with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know. But that's your Kanye. All right, movie review. Zoolander 2, any good?
I think it's it's more silly than funny. A couple of random silly moments in it. Not a great plot line. You know, don't go in taking it too seriously. If you go in and just look for some sporadic moments of silliness and a boatload of celebrity cameos. I mean, they really went overboard with celebrity cameos, maybe to make up for the fact that the plot's not that great. There are a few laughs to be had with this. Benedict Cumberbatch as an androgynous male model, hilarious. Seeing Justin Bieber get gunned down in a shower of bullets, worth the price of admission right there. So you know, we've got all that going on. That I gave it a Dean's List B minus.
B minus, and Zoolander 3, based on the release dates, is out 2031.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah,
hopefully I'll be retired by then.
Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool.
Best movie of the week. Best movie of the year so far.
Wow.
Really great action movie. Are you familiar with the Deadpool?
Nope.
Character from Marvel? I wasn't either, but I'm told from friends that I know who are super comic booky that they stay pretty true to the Deadpool, who is a very anti-hero, very sarcastic, etc. Ryan Reynolds, who has not had a lot of luck, hasn't had any box office success in quite some time, really, especially with superhero movies, comes back in this movie, and it's perfect for this role. Plenty of superhero action stuff going on, but this movie is so irreverent and so sarcastic. It makes fun of the genre. It makes fun of the movie itself. It makes fun of Ryan Reynolds, his pretty boy, sexiest man alive image. It makes fun of his box office flops. This movie just makes fun of everything along the way. Really, really funny. And it starts off with the opening credits on the film. Don't come late to this movie. You want to see the opening credits. They are so funny and kind
cool.
of set the tone for this movie. Gave this one a Dean's List A.
And I know you're going to run out of time here, but give me How to Be Single.
I'm not the target audience for this. Rom-com, super raunchy, four women who are in New York City. Rebel Wilson, Dakota Johnson, Allison Brie, Leslie Mann, all in different states of singlehood. Looking either for the perfect guy or the perfect guy for now, for the moment. I think the story is trying to do too many things, and it's less about romance and more just about setting up really outrageous moments. There are a couple of funny moments in the scene. There's one scene in particular in this movie of Dakota Johnson and Rebel Wilson in a sauna. I can't even tell you what they're discussing in this movie, but it's hilariously funny. It will wind up being a classic scene. It's so funny. I gave this one a Dean's List C.
And you're on the radio Sunday?
I am with my conversations with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson and Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig talking about their movie Zoolander 2.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you.
Hope you got the candy that I sent you.
I did. Thank you. And I hope you got the heart socks.
What?
I just clipped him. It's 8:18. Mary's back. Mary Vandeveld with your traffic trouble spots.